focusing on the new birth for a couple of weeks. Okay. Now, at the front of your bulletin, you see where it says what? You must be born again, right? And that's coming from John chapter number 3, verse number 7. It says, marvel not that I say unto thee, you what? You must be born again. Now, as you see, we like to give you visuals of what Jesus was teaching there in John chapter number 3. In John chapter number 3, Jesus tells Nicodemus that except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Or when we say the kingdom, you break the word kingdom down. The king's domain, kingdom, king's domain, the place where Jesus or righteousness rules. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. He cannot see where Jesus is ruling. Then he goes on and explains to Nicodemus that except or unless a man is born of both water and spirit, right? Except a man is born of both water and spirit, he cannot enter. So now when you look on the front of your bulletin, you see two keys there. Key one, key two. Key one says what? Water. Key two says what? Spirit. Now, unless you have both of those locks unlocked, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let's go over and look on the inside of the bulletin. Confirms just what I said. It says the new birth. It's from John chapter number 3 and verse number 5. And it is carried out by those that followed Jesus in Acts chapter number 2. Jesus teaches the lesson to Nicodemus in John chapter number 3. Those that followed Jesus carried it out in Acts chapter number 2. And in Acts chapter number 2, Peter explains when the people had realized that they had rejected Jesus, Peter told them, you crucified both Lord and Christ. Scripture says, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? How can we fix this mistake of rejecting Jesus? You know, and that's the truth. When you are in sin, that's the nature or the way that you and I are born. One is born in that state or that condition. You are in a state or a condition of rejecting Jesus. And the enemy would just love for you to stay in that state, on that position where you are rejecting Jesus. Now, in order for you to get out of that state, you have to be born again. You have to make a change in your life. And this is why Peter says the first thing that you and I must do is repent. Repent means to turn away from that life of sin. Come to an understanding that I was born in a state or a condition that is rejecting righteousness, that is rejecting Jesus. And I don't want to stay that way. I don't want to stay that way. Go over to Isaiah chapter number 55, verse number 6 and 7. Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. Let me go over here too. Right. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You see that?
Yes.
And then the next verse says, let the what?
Let the wicked.
That's right. All of us are born in that state or the condition of sin. We don't have to try to be sinners. That's how we are born. Mm-hmm. We're born in that state. The scripture calls us the wicked. Isaiah says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they're born, speaking lies. That's who we are by nature. We by nature are called the wicked. Or if you look at Romans 5 and 12, it confirms that. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Therefore, death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Every last one of us are born in the state or the condition of sin. And you cannot just wish sin away. You can't go to Can't go to bed and, you know, take a nap or take a vacation or go through some treatment plan to get sin removed from you. Jesus gives us a formula. He tells us, except or unless a man is born again of both water and spirit, he cannot enter. You can't get out of the sinful state and enter into righteousness or a rule of righteousness until you are born again. If we stay in the sinful state, sin is having dominion over us. Sin rules us. Let's go over to Romans chapter number 6. Maybe we'll work there this morning. Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 1. Let's just start there. Prayerfully, my mind won't forget Isaiah because I want to go back over there and look at that next verse. You may hear me quoted. Verse number 7.
What shall we say then?
That's truth. Now, the writer is telling you, given that Jesus has made a way for you and I to get out of sin, given that the Lord has given us a plan that will allow us to cross from a state of having no control over the nature to having an ability to live a righteous or a right life. The writer is asking you, what shall we say then? Shall we continue? That's right. Now, that let me know many people are doing this. Many people are not allowing Jesus' plan to save them. They are allowing sin to be their ruin. Sin just does with them whatever it tells them to do. Sin wakes them up. You know, sin tells them to go do all these weird things all during the day. And they don't even think about it. They say, well, I'm going to be all right. No, you're not all right. Because the wage of that sin, the wage of that nature is death. You have to say within yourself, I do not want to die. I don't want sin to have its way in me. Well, if you are saying that, the writer is telling you, are you going to continue to let sin rule in your life like that? What shall we say then? Shall sin continue to do what? Shall we continue to do what? That's right. That's right. Grace is the unmerited favor Jesus shows us. We don't deserve his grace. Grace wakes you up every morning. Grace gives you the activities of your limbs. Grace allows you to function here on this earth that you do not own. You know, it lets you do this, lets you do that. And you just keep on moving, thinking in your mind that this is the way life is always going to be. Everybody does it. Everybody keeps going through life thinking, oh, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to do this. I'm planning to do this next week, planning to do this next year. This is what my agenda looks like or my image board or what are those things used to call where they put all that stuff up on the board and they say, oh, this is my little wish list or my vision board. This is what I'm planning to do with my life. Well, when they do those things, they don't even realize I can't do none of this stuff unless the Lord is gracious to me because I can't control, you know, I don't control my breath. I don't control how long I'm going to be here on the earth. All of that is out of my control. Well, in my mind, I'm making all of these plans, not thinking that I need Jesus to help me to bring all of this stuff into fruition or to pass. Well, the writer is telling you the only reason you are able to do this stuff is because of Jesus' grace. But are you going to stay in sin because you are using his grace? God is against that thought. He's giving you space and time to get out of that sin. He doesn't want you to continue to stay here on his earth and live out your days a sinner. He wants you to get out of that state. He made you to glorify him. He made you to be able to be in a position to exalt and praise him. Well, when you're in sin, sin blocks you from doing that. When you're supposed to be using your body, your mind, as a tool to praise and magnify Jesus, Jesus can't see none of the good stuff that you do because of sin. Sin is like a covering. It's a blockage. Every time the Lord looks at you, when you would do a good thing, all he sees is sin. He said, oh, I see you down there trying to do that good stuff. And you be saying, Jesus, look at me. I'm being so nice. I'm being so kind. Jesus said, all I see is sin. All I see is sin.
And sin is what? Death. Jesus said, I got to come down and make a way for you to get sin off of you. To remove that covering. To remove that blockage. That's what the new birth does. The new birth removes the blockage of sin out of your life. He wants you to be able to take advantage of grace, because grace is here to do what? Save you, right? Come on, someone else, while you all are there, go over to Ephesians chapter number 2 and look at verse number 8. I'm coming back over to Romans. Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. Yeah, see what the enemy don't want you to do? He doesn't want you and I to take advantage of grace. Why? It's because of grace you're what? Saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, right? And that not of yourself. You can't work your way into this. You need Jesus' grace to save you. He saves you based upon his unmerited favor shown towards you. You respond by faith, right? Yeah. Faith is the substance of things what? Oh. I'm hoping for Jesus to remove sin from me. Yeah. I'm hoping for Jesus to empower me, yeah, so that I can overcome this nature, right? Yeah. For by grace are you saved through faith, yeah, and that not of yourself. It is a gift. Yeah. Jesus got to give you the Holy Ghost, right? He's got to give you the new birth. That's the truth. Lord bless you to hear this message about being born again. It's a gift. Yes. Many people are offered. Mm-hmm. The doors are unlocked. Mm-hmm. Many people are offered the plan, mm-hmm, but very few take advantage of it. They say, oh no, I'm going to just do this thing my way. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I can just make it. You know, oh no, there must be another way. No, right. Jesus said, this is the only way. He said, this is the only way you can enter into the kingdom of God. Is you got to be born again. Born above what? Water. That lock is locked. Without water and without spirit. And the writer is telling you, grace allows you to hear about the locks. Grace allows you to hear a message about the two locks. Grace allows you to hear a message on how to unlock those two locks. Grace opens up your mind to it. It helps you to see, I got to have water and I got to have spirit, right? Grace allows you to do that. Grace allows you to hear that everything that you're going to be doing is through the name, through faith in the name. Faith is the substance of things what? I got to put my trust in the name. I'm going to use the name to do what? Remove sin. I'm going to use the name to keep sin out of me, right? Come on, that's true. Grace, are you saved through faith? And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should do what? That's true. So the writer is asking you in Romans chapter number 6 and 1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. He is against that. He doesn't want you to stay in that sinful state. One writer in Ezekiel asked you a question. Why will you die in sin? When the Lord has made a way for you to get out of it, why will you die in sin? Why would you stop breathing a sinner when the Lord has made a way for you to get sin off of you? That's the truth. Just take advantage of his grace. Take advantage of his mercy. Grace and mercy will allow you to cross from death to life. The grace of Jesus calls us to repentance. Huh? Mercy of Jesus opens up the door of salvation to us. Huh? Come on. Everybody's not going to believe this report. No. Everybody's not going to believe this instruction that's given by Jesus. But who has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has seen the power of salvation? The power that's in the name of Jesus. Only those that have been born again can testify that you can live a clean and an upright life. You can live a life clean from sin. I don't have to be infected by wicked thoughts. I don't have to be infected by wicked behavior. I can live a clean and upright life here in this wicked world. That's the truth. Key is, I got to seek the Lord. While he may be found, I got to call on him. Right? I told you all a couple of Sundays ago, you better be glad you were in a place where people call Jesus. Huh? You know, people are talking about the name. They're preaching about the name. They talk about the name in baptism. Say, oh, you got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. That's true. That's the only way sins are remitted. Well, Acts 2:38 says, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. That's the only way sins are remitted. It's through the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall. That's future, right? And the writer's telling you, there's another part of the promise. There's another part that I must do. I went down in the water, yes, to remove sin from my soul. But I still, there's another part. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. And Luke tells me you've got to tarry. You've got to wait until you are endued with power from on high. Not of the earth. I need the power that's from on high. John chapter number 14 says anything you want from Jesus, you've got to ask in his name. Right? You thank the Lord you're in a place that is telling you anything you want out of the heavens, you've got to invoke the name of Jesus. You've got to stay there. Stay before Jesus, crying out to him, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Why? Because you want that power that is from on high, right? That's the truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ask, you'll receive it.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You'll seek, you'll find it. You be persistent, you knock. The door will be opened unto you. But you've got to do your part. Huh? You got to do your part. You got to say, I don't want to continue in sin. That grace may keep on. I may be taking advantage of grace. Huh? That's why some people take, they use grace in vain. You don't want to use grace in vain. You don't want it to be said about you at the end of your life that you did nothing with the grace of Jesus. Huh? One of these days, you're going to have one of these. Huh? One of these is going to be your face.
Yes, yes,
it's going to be your face on the front of one of them.
That's it.
Huh?
Yes.
One of them going to say a sunrise and a sunset.
Sunset.
Huh? This is going to be you.
Gonna
one of these days, this is going to be you.
Yes.
And what will be said about you?
Yes.
Huh? You need it to be more than what the people write up.
Yes.
What they write up is nice stuff.
Yes.
But the Lord Jesus says, if your name is not found written in that Lamb's book of life, huh? You have no part of Jesus. You have no part of Jesus if your name is not written in the book. Don't you realize the Lord has given you the church so that you can get your name written in the book? So that your name can be written in his blood? The Lord said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I won't bring you into condemnation.
Thank you,
Jesus. The devil just wants you to just keep on letting the days pass on by.
Jesus.
Your days, just spend your days in idle. Spend your days in idle. Do what you want to do. But what are you doing? You're letting grace pass you by. You're not taking advantage of grace. Lord didn't give you grace for you to have good health. He didn't give you grace for you to get a car and a home. He gave you grace to save you. Huh? Right, it says, for by grace are you saved. He gave you grace to save you. You've got to come to an understanding, I need to be saved. I need to be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin. I don't want sin to keep ruling me. I don't want sin to take advantage of me. I don't want sin to be my ruin. Huh? But I want grace to do for me what I can't do. Huh? Who can deliver me from this body of death? Oh, wretched man that I, who can deliver me? Huh? Only grace can help you. Jesus is grace, isn't he? Come on, the law was given by Moses, but grace, truth came by, Jesus is grace. Grace came to do what saved me, right? Well, now, the Romans 6:1 is saying, shall we continue? Huh? Are you going to keep on letting sin ruin you? Huh? Say, oh, discover, well, I woke up today, I'm a sinner. Well, I'm trying to tell you, you got to say, I got to stop going to bed a sinner. Huh? When are you going to give sin its proper funeral? Huh? When are you going to bring sin to an end in your life? Huh?
You,
don't you realize you got a choice to make? You can make a choice to bring sin to an end. Huh? You can say within yourself, I do not want to continue in sin. Huh? I don't want Jesus to look at me. And when I know I'm learning that he died to give me an opportunity to get out of my sin. Remember, she shall bring forth the son, thou shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people. I don't want to keep on going in every day and not letting Jesus save me from sin. I said, what should we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God is against that life. Huh? Aren't you tired of living a life that Jesus is against? You want the Lord to bless you. But he's telling you, I'm against your life. Huh? How many people are like that? Many people are walking in the earth, praying, reading. But they haven't done anything about sin. And they don't even realize, I don't care how hard you pray. I don't care how much you read the Bible. Jesus is against your life. He's against your life as long as you stay in sin. Say, well, that ain't fair. No, sin is not fair. Sin is a horrible thing. Huh? Sin is a horrible thing. It cost Jesus his life. Huh? It brought the whole creation down. Huh? When the creation was made glorious, very good, it brought the whole creation down to thorns and thistles. Huh? When man should have been able to be in the garden and enjoy life, the Lord brought, sin brought judgment on him. Made bringing children into the world painful. Huh? It made having relationships painful. A struggle. Huh? It made making a dollar a struggle. Huh? You got to sweat for every dollar you make, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy. No. You got to work for this stuff. Huh? And you say, well, it ain't fair. No, sin is not fair. Huh? It cuts people's lives off. Huh? Don't y'all realize that? Y'all realize Sister Scudder was saying about the young lady? This young lady is Kirsten's age. Huh? She's right at the start of her life. Huh? When she's making plans to have a career and have a family, have children. Don't you realize sin robbed her of all of that? Huh? Sin took her out the earth. Huh? And yet we're still here. We're still here looking around. Huh? Still here feeling the breath. Feeling the air, huh? Eating the food, drinking, and yet her life is gone. And the question you should be asking is, where is her soul? Huh? Where will your soul be at? When Jesus gets the breath out of you, where will your soul be at?
That's it. That's it.
People will look at Jesus and say, that's not fair. That's not fair. She died at such a young age. But the Lord says, is not your ways fair? Huh? You call my ways unfair. But look at your ways. Look at what Jesus gave that child. Huh? She died at 20, but look at what the Lord gave her. He gave her 20 years. Y'all understand that? Gave her 20 years to get her soul right. What did she do with the time? Huh? What did she do with the time? Question is, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? Are you spending your days in idle? Huh? Or are you being cautious? Are you being cautious about what you say? What you do? Huh? What you allow to come out of that trap? Huh? That trap called your mouth. What do you allow to come out of your mouth? When the scripture tells you, you should be blessing the Lord. Huh? Blessing him at all times. Praise should continually be in. What are you allowing to come out of that trap? Called your mouth, right? Don't you realize the devil is looking at you? He's trying to see you murmur and complain so he can jump right on in there and lead you further away from Jesus. Lead you further away from righteousness. But the Lord give you a mind to say, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of sin ruining my life. Huh? Sick of it. Sick of sin trying to make me think that the only way I can be happy is if I do it. But look at what it has done so far. Look at what sin has done so far in your life. Every wrong choice and decision that you made, you're the one sitting on the side of the bed. You're the one with your head hanging down in regret. You should be saying, I'm sick and tired of sin ruining my life. Yeah. Amen. I'm sick and tired of sin ruining my life. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. Don't you realize you can be saved? You can be delivered. People will still hate you, but you can still have peace. Huh? Racism doesn't stop because you come into the church. Folks still hate you, but the Lord keep you in perfect peace. Huh? Y'all went over that in the Bible class, didn't you? He will keep you in perfect peace. Huh? Who's mine? See the key? You got to keep your mind on Jesus. You got to trust in Jesus. You cannot lean to your own understanding, right? Realizing I can't control the hate in that fella. Only thing I can worry about is me. Jesus, help me not to be hateful. Huh? Jesus, don't let me be overtaken with that spirit of hate. Huh? Yes. Come on, I can keep my mind on Jesus. While they're cheating and robbing, I can keep my mind on Jesus. I don't have to protest. I don't have to say all of this stuff is unjust. No, the Lord done told you they're a bunch of sinners. Stop looking for sinners to do something they cannot do. Huh? I'm not looking for the city to protect me. Why? Because they can't protect you. Why? Because it's too much sin, right? Huh? Policeman can't protect you. No, he can't. He can't protect you. He's just a sinner walking around with a gun on his side. Huh? He's made a vow he cannot keep. Huh? Come on, he's made a vow. He's made an oath he cannot keep. Made an oath to do injustice, not to be to support injustice, huh? But to protect the people. He's made vows he cannot keep. Huh? You hear it over and over again. Huh? You hear it over and over again. Government officials lie, 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 right? But are you the one? Be fooled and follow right behind him. Lord told you, all that is in this world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. This is not Jesus. Come on, y'all understand it? This is not Jesus. As I tell you all the time, I don't care who you vote for. All you're doing is putting another sinner in there. Another sinner's going to occupy our time for another year. Huh? And make promises that they cannot keep. Huh? Come on! That's all it is. And all you're doing is wasting time. Wasting your time building your hope on things that are only temporal. But where about your soul? Where are you making an investment in your soul? Huh? You spend money on life insurance to take care of your body when you're dead. But what about your soul? What about the real you? What type of an investment am I making in my soul? Don't you realize this is why Jesus gave us the church? To make an investment in our soul. Huh? Why do you think we have prayer? To make an investment in my soul. Why do you fast? To make an investment in my soul. Fasting means you deny your flesh. Flesh wants more, more, more. But you're telling the flesh, no. You cannot have it. You cannot rule and control me. Huh? That's what you're telling yourself when you fast. You're putting your body up under subjection. Under subjection to what? To righteousness, right? To doing things the right way. That's truth. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. God forbid. How shall we? Now the question you should be asking yourself is, how did I die to sin? Right? Right, I ask you, how shall we that are dead? That means there's not, everybody is not dead to sin. No, no, no. There's only a few people. There's only a few select people that have made a choice. Huh? Made a choice to do what? Repent? Say, I don't want to live in sin no more. I don't want sin to be my ruin. Huh? I don't want to keep on thinking on sin. And I don't want to keep behaving like a sinner. I don't want to keep on looking like a sinner. When you repent, you turn away from that stuff. You say more than I'm sorry. You say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to do this no more. Take this thing away from me. Huh? One writer told you, let the wicked forsake his ways. The unrighteous man his thoughts. and let him come back to Jesus. You got to have a mind. I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus with every day he gives me. I got to get to Jesus. I got to turn my way away from this stuff that's pulling me away from Jesus. And I need to get to Jesus, right? Need to get to Jesus and ask the Lord to do for me what I cannot do for myself. Huh? How shall we that are dead to sin? Huh? Y'all see that? Oh, yeah. You got to bring an end to sin. You got to bring a death to sin. Come on, saints. Everybody understand this? You got to bring a death to sin. How many of you be saying, well, I just got to how in the world did I die to sin? Read a little bit further. How should we that are dead to sin are going to live? Isn't that like an oxymoron? Why? Because it's telling you you're supposed to be dead to something, but yet you're supposed to be living. Dead means it stops. It has no more life, no more movement. But then the writer's talking about live. What do you mean? You mean to tell me I can bring an end to one thing and then be active and functioning in another? Amen. One writer said you can bring an end to the sinful life and you can come up out that water walking in the newness of life. I can bring an end to the old man and give life and energy to the new man, right? If I was a thief, I could stop stealing. I could stop stealing. Yes, you can. You can say, I don't want to steal no more. What should I do in my time? Work with your own hands. Work with your own hands. You mean to tell me I was a busybody? Meddling in other people's business. I could bring an end to that old man and bring an energy to that new man. What you mean? I can no longer have to be a busybody meddling in other people's affairs. But what can I do? I can keep my mind on Jesus. And when I keep my mind on Jesus, he promised me perfect peace. Right? As long as I do what? Trust in him. Right? It's up to you to say that's the kind of life I want. I want perfect peace. I don't want that temporary stuff. I want perfect peace. I want the Lord to get up into my head and regulate my mind. Keep my mind sound. Keep my mind calm. Right? I don't want to be wishy-washy. I don't want to be up and down. Nah. I want the Lord to bring some stability. Some consistency. Same way you see me on Sunday, I want to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day of the week, I want my mind to be on Jesus. I want the Lord to keep praise continually. Even in the midst of turmoil, I want to say, oh, that's so sad, but I still praise and I magnify the name of Jesus. Why? Because he's been too good to me, right? That's the truth. So how should we that are dead? Is that what the writer asked you? That's right. Keep going.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. So that let me know when I go down in that water, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm getting buried with him. It says that know ye not as many of us as were baptized into Jesus, right? We were baptized into his death. See, you, and that means until I go down in that water, I'm not even a part of Jesus. Y'all understand this? That's why everybody be running. Take me in the water. But no, you don't understand this. You can't run to the water until your mind is made up. You gotta understand, Lord is not letting you go down. Don't want you to go down in that water thinking you're going to get up and do what you want to do. Once you go down in that water, you got to understand, I'm no longer my own. I don't belong to myself. I can't be self-willed. I belong to him that loved me and washed me from my sin in his own blood. I'm buried with him. Know ye not as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Y'all understand that? See, the water's not ready for you until you say, I don't want to be a sinner. If you're thinking about wanting to sin some more, the water's not ready for you. You're not really ready to repent. When you're ready to repent, that means you say, I don't want to do sin no more. Huh? Whatever the sin stuff is, I don't want to do it. That's not me. Huh? That's not who I desire to be. Huh? If you say, I want to drink a little bit, the water ain't for you. Huh? I got to smoke my weed a little bit. The water ain't for you. No, you're not, this water's not for you. I just want to see what this is like to sleep with this one. And that, the water's not for you. The word is for those that are ready to bring an end. An end to sin. You want to bring sin death. I want to kill sin, right?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I want to bring an end to it. Amen.
Yes.
I hope y'all getting something out of this.
Yes.
I hope you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Know ye not as many of us as were what?
Baptized
into Jesus.
Christ.
Were baptized into his death. Huh?
Yeah.
Therefore means because of this.
Yeah.
Because of this, because you made this choice. Therefore, we are what? We're buried with him. See, this is not your life no more. This is not your life no more.
That's it.
It's not about you.
Mine.
Everybody understand this?
Yes.
Not about your feelings.
Mine.
Huh?
Mine.
Not about where you desire to be at.
No.
It's not about your goals, your educational opportunity.
Mine.
That's not what it's about no more.
Mine. That's the truth.
The life I now live.
Jesus.
Y'all understand this?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. The life I now live. I live because of him. You trying to go get it?
Galatians.
Go on over there and get it. Thank you, baby. That's right. Tell me what it is when you get over there. Galatians chapter number 2 and verse number 20. Go ahead and read it. Everybody understand that? Some, a lot of times people think, when they say, oh, I die daily. No, that's not that. A lot of times people say, well, you got to bring a death to the flesh daily. No. You're taking the scripture out of context. When Paul said, I die daily, he meant he faced death. Huh? He's not like you and us. But for the name of Jesus, people were trying to kill that brother. Huh? And that's why he said, for this cause, I die daily. And he went through and he broke it down. He said, I suffered shipwreck. Huh? I was accused of my brethren. Huh? Had beasts chasing me. Huh? Trying to take my life. Huh? Even had a serpent bite me. Huh? Those wild men thought that I was going to drop dead. Huh? Because they said certainly a viper bit him. He should be dead, right? But the Lord's grace was sufficient. Huh? Even in the midst of when I should be dead, his grace is sufficient. Huh? He keep me when even I don't even know I'm being kept, right? That's the truth. So he said, I die. I face death daily. Huh? But read that verse again. But this is you and I. Come on, you should be asking yourself, when did I allow myself to be crucified with Jesus? When did I put myself up on that cross? Huh? Lord done told you, you can't even be my disciple unless you're willing to take up the cross. Huh? Do y'all understand that? The part of repentance is you choosing. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
You got to choose to pick up the cross and then carry the cross to the place of death.
Yes.
That means you can't go where you want to go.
No.
You can't do what you want to do.
No,
family will be pulling you. Friends will be pulling you.
Uh-huh.
Saying, come with me.
Come on,
you got to say, no.
That's it.
I can't take the cross over there.
That's right.
I'm carrying the cross. Have you died yet? No. I didn't die till I get down in the water. But until I get there, I've got to carry the cross. Lord said, you're not fit to be my disciple until you're willing to pick up the cross and follow me. You're not even repenting, saints.
Come on.
Your repentance is phony.
Jesus.
It's a bunch of crocodile tears. Where has your life changed?
Yes.
Huh? Where has your life changed?
Jesus.
Jesus.
You say, well, it's good. I came and sat in the chair, but your life got to change.
Yes, yes.
You already sitting in the chair.
Jesus.
Huh? You already sitting in one.
Right.
You think because you come up front and sit in one, your life is going to change? No, it's not.
No. Thank you, Jesus. You
got to repent. You. You got to go up here.
Amen.
In your own mind.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And say, I can't live like this no more.
Like
huh?
Thank you.
One writer said, you got to transform.
Yeah.
Huh? Isn't that what writer said?
Yeah.
But being transformed by the what? The renewal of my mind, right? That's truth. Pick up my cross. I got to carry the cross. Carry it how long? Oh, only the Lord knows how long your journey is going to be. But I'm ready to die. Are you sure? Are you sure you're ready to die to sin? When you're ready to die to sin, put the cross in the ground. Huh? Dig your hole and put the cross in the ground. All right, I'm going to put the cross in the ground and I'm going to sit there and look up at it. No. Lord said, you can't be an onlooker. You cannot be an onlooker. You got to get yourself up there. Huh? And all of the shame and all of the humiliation. Lord said, I did it. And just like I did it, you got to do it too. But it's going to hurt. Yes, it is. Don't you know that when you suffer, you'll stop sinning? When you got a mind to suffer, you'll stop sinning, right? I did not say that. It's in your own book. It's in Peter. Peter said, when you have a mind to suffer, you'll stop sinning. But when you're trying to avoid it, Lord, I don't want to go through. I don't want to go through the way you went through. I don't want to deal with the shame and the humiliation and the loneliness. Amen. Was Jesus lonely? Yes, he was. He went from judgment hall to judgment hall all by himself. So that means you got to arm yourself. You got to realize this is the life. This is the life that I have chosen. Nobody forced it on me. But this is the life that what?
I chose.
I chose this life. Lord done told you, unless a man is willing to forsake mother, father, sister, brother, houses, land, and even his own self, he's not fit to be my disciple. Come on, is that the truth? You got to pick up that cross. Cross got to go in the ground. And you got to crawl up on there. You got to crawl up on there and stay. Stay and say, where's the hammer? Where are the nails? But it's going to hurt. Yes, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But the beautiful thing about our salvation, my hands aren't bloody. Y'all understand that? When I look at my salvation, my hands are not bloody. There's no blood streaming from my head. My side is still intact. But in my mind, I am buried with him. Everybody understand that? Galatians says, I'm crucified
with
Christ.
Nevertheless, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Everybody understand that? Everybody up? Where does Christ live?
In me.
Holy Ghost can't be on you.
No.
Everybody understand that?
No.
See this water? I feel it. That's not the Holy Ghost, though.
No.
Y'all understand?
That
this doesn't quench my thirst.
No,
it's on me. I feel it. I know it's real. But in order for it to quench my thirst, I got to open up. I got to submit my will to it. Does that make sense? See, everybody want to stop here.
Say,
I feel it. Oh, he's real. But that ain't it. That's not. You've got to digest this. It's got to be where? It's got to be in you. That's why I love it. The sister's going to say, I hear everybody talking about it. I got the Holy Ghost. But how did you get it?
How did you get it?
How did you get the Holy Ghost? I got the Holy Ghost on my knees. That's how I got saved. I received the Holy Ghost on my knees, calling on the name of Jesus. Somebody said, call him by his name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. See him in your mind. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's how I got the Holy Ghost. Did my arms get tired? Yes. My arms will get tired because it's the cross. It's the cross. You're bound to get tired. You're bound to get weary. But somebody said, stay up there. Lift them up. Why? Because it's not about you. It's not about you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want Christ to come where?
Hallelujah.
And in order for him to come in me, I've got to deny myself.
Hallelujah.
I gotta get the
Hallelujah.
I gotta get that out of me. I gotta get that resistance out of me. And I gotta be willing. Huh? Come on, the Holy Ghost will have his way when you're willing.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Lord told you, just open up your mouth. Huh? Come on, is that the truth? Just open up your mouth. Lord said, I will fill it. Fill it with what? With my presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just give it, you go.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That tongue get a little taste of Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
I said, give me some more.
Give me some more,
give me some more, Jesus. That's why I said, you don't hate the name. You be like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Give me some more, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
And you, then when you're real thirsty, y'all never, you got to be real thirsty.
Yes, yes.
You gotta be real to the point of dehydration, to the point of death, so that when that water starts to, have you been that thirsty? When you feel that water come in and it just go throughout your, you say, oh yeah, huh? Y'all never had water like that? It, you literally feel it. Holy Ghost intended to be felt. You literally feel him.
Yes.
You feel him.
Yes.
Huh? Occupying every area of your body. Huh? And you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Huh? I'm not resisting.
No. Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm not fighting him any longer.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm letting him have his way in me. Huh? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Huh?
And it says, yes, not I.
Not I. But Christ liveth where? Huh? See why once you start repenting, you can't stop? You say, yeah, I'm tired of sin. But now you say, Jesus, I want you to be in me. Jesus, I want you to be in me. Every day you wake up, Jesus, I want you to be in me. That's what it means to run. That's what it means to hunger and thirst. Jesus, I want you to be in me. And I'm not satisfied. Huh? I'm not satisfied by this stuff. Somebody, every now and then, somebody want to distract you. Send a little text message. Huh? A little invitation. And your mind just say, oh, that'll be nice. But you got to say, no, 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 no. Where's my focus? Where's my goal? I need to have Jesus where? Is that true?
Yeah.
You got to be careful who you hang around.
Yeah.
Do these people have Jesus in them?
Mm-hmm.
And we say, well, no, they didn't got no Jesus in them. Well, then why am I here? If I want Christ in me and they don't have no Jesus, why am I here? What am I looking to accomplish? Huh? What good is going to come from this? Huh? I'd rather be around a group of people that got Jesus' way.
In them. Thank you, Jesus.
That way they can encourage me. Huh? Does that make sense, Saint? I'm trying to be as logical as I can. I want you to get a good understanding from this. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Not I, but Christ living in me.
And the life
which I now see, it's a change. I wasn't living this life before. But the life that I now live in this body. Huh? The life that I now live in this body. Keep going.
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yes.
Who loved me.
Yes.
Himself for me.
Everybody understand this? Is that all of it? Mm-hmm. Now, Jenny, you jump back over to Romans. I'm done. I'm going to close up my book. It's almost 1 o'clock. That's why it says, know ye not. As many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. See, the Lord bless you when you come over in the holiness to attend your own funeral. No, we don't write your obituary. But you have to have a mental obituary prepared. Huh? And say within yourself, this is who I was. But now that I'm getting ready to step down into this pool of water, I'm attending my own funeral. Huh? And it's not a sad.
Nope.
Huh? Not, you're not going to see nobody shed no tears of sadness. Not at that funeral. We'd be glad. Huh? Take me to the water. Right? Glad I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Right? Go down in that water. Sit there. Brother, sister, do you believe the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Say amen. Yes. In obedience to his commandment and by the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the remission. Huh? See, now this is the water line. You got to go down in the water. You see that? You got to be below the waterline. Why you got to be below the waterline? Because there's an operation that's going to take place. There's a blood transfusion. Huh? That it's real quick. This surgeon operates real quick. Huh? He cuts while you're down there. He removes sin while you're up under that water. You come up, next breath you take, you no longer have sin on you. One writer said, you come up out the water, walking now in the newness. Right? What stayed down there? That old life. Huh? It's just like Moses dipped that hyssop plant in that basin of blood. Right? Now that pool of water, when we apply that name to it, it becomes the blood of Jesus. Right? And the Lord said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. See, that's why when you come up out that water, you're no longer your own. Now you have the blood of Jesus applied to your temple. Huh? It's applied to your temple. Temple of what? Temple of flesh. And what's in that temple of flesh? Your soul, the real you. You got to walk around realizing, I can't allow my body to do this. Can't allow my body to do that. Can't allow my body to go here and go there. Why? Now, because my soul has been bought with a price. I'm no longer my own. Huh? Know ye not as many of us as were baptized into Jesus, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by what? Into death, right?
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead. By the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life.
Yes, keep going.
But if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
See, now that's why you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost prepares you for the what? The resurrection. So that when you can change out of this body of death into a what? A glorified body. Didn't Jesus tell that woman whose family member had died by the name of Lazarus? She said, Lord, please don't roll away the stone. You're going to bring shame to my family. He stinks now. He's been dead a couple of days. Jesus said, don't you realize I'm the resurrection and I am the life? Huh? Though you were what? Dead. Huh? In me you do what? Live. And when the Lord called that brother by his name, what happened to him? He got out of it. He got out of the place of death. Huh? Same way with us. When the Lord called us by our name, you know you can feel it. You feel Jesus saying, Jesus telling you, this is where you need to be at. You better come. Come and get your soul right. Don't delay. Don't put it off. Get you right, right? You feel it. You say, oh, yes. He's calling you unto what? Salvation. Right? Is that the truth? He's calling you to get your soul right. And you have to be willing to say, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'm willing. I'm willing for you to change my life the way it need to be changed. So that I can get myself where it need to be at. Right? Get that pardoning. The removing of sin from who? From me. So that I can walk in the newness of life. Right? All right, I'm done. We'll get a little bit more into this on next week. We got to get this thing right. When we say we want to be born again, we need to know what does it mean to be born again.